dancing and nursing a pot. We know every card by heart. Oh, the cheer, curtain lights, this is it. We'll hit the heights, they know what heights we'll hit. On with the show, this is it.
Shannon, Emily,
and Hannah, and you're listening to 90.7
FM WGXC
ACRA.
Hey, I'm Spike Priggin, host of the Bedazzled Radio Hour. Broadcast every week from 12:10 until 2 p.m. Wednesday afternoon, live from Spike's Record Rack, 400 Main Street in the village of Catskill. Every Wednesday, I play pop, rock, soul, country, blues, reggae, and other obscurities, and once in a while, a hit or two. Please check out the Bedazzled Radio Hour with Spike Priggin on WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA, every Wednesday from 12:10 until 2.
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by MPAC, presenting the Topos Music Festival from August 28th to August 30th. Topos features performances, world premieres of commissioned projects by composers and performers, and presentations of Yannis Xenakis's 1971 work Persepolis. Information and tickets at mpac.rpi.edu.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Justin Groat Lucian of Sri Lanka. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Good evening. I'm Kevin Factor, and this is Foraging Ahead. Tonight on Foraging Ahead, school. Music about school. Music about learning, music about teaching. We've got a long history of music about school. It's a really big part of our lives, and it lasts a lifetime, school does. Well, school in the United States, at least public schooling, has a long history. In the colonial era, before we became a nation, New England colonies established the first public schools in the Massachusetts Bay Colony in 1647 by passing the, quote, Old Deluder Satan Act, which required towns to provide schools so children could read the Bible. And southern colonies relied more on tutors and private instruction. And higher education began with Harvard College in 1636 in Massachusetts, of course, originally to train clergy. In the early republic, the founders valued education for democracy, but left control to the states, which is mostly what we have today, and we've been fighting about that for years. Thomas Jefferson advocated for publicly funded schools, but broad implementation lagged. and education remained uneven back then, as it does now, with wealthier families having access and poorer families often lacking access to quality education and schooling. And of course, we're talking mostly, almost exclusively, about white men. In the 1830s to about the 1860s, the common school movement, led by Horace Mann, pushed for free, tax-supported, non-sectarian schools for all children and professional teacher training models, or, quote, normal schools. And its goal was to promote civic virtue, literacy, and social cohesion. It's nothing about training for jobs, just civic virtue, literacy, and social cohesion. Jobs were up to you. In the Reconstruction period, 1865 to 1900, the Freedmen's Bureau helped establish schools for formerly enslaved people, and shortly thereafter, the South created segregated school systems under Jim Crow. But compulsory attendance laws, right? If you don't send your kid to school, you're going to get in trouble. Compulsory attendance laws began first, where else? Massachusetts in 1852, and last, surprise, surprise, in Mississippi in 1917. Public high schools expanded and shifted education beyond elementary school in this period, and the Morrill Land Grant Acts in 1862 and 1890 created public universities and agricultural and technical colleges. Now, we're going to listen to a bunch of music about school, inspired by school, has school in them. As I said, big part of our lives. We're going to start with some old school. Chuck Berry.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math. You study them hard and hoping to pass. Working your fingers right down to the bone. The guy behind you won't leave you alone. Ring, ring goes the bell. The cook in the lunchroom's ready to sell. You're lucky if you can find a seat. You're fortunate if you have time to eat. Back in the classroom, open your books. Keep it, the teacher don't know how mean she looks. Soon as 3 o'clock rolls around, finally lay your burden down. Close up your books, get out of your seat. Down the halls and into the street. Up to the corner and round the bend. Right to the juke joint you go in. Drop the coin right into the slot. You gotta hear something that's really hot. With the one you love, you're making romance. All day long you've been wanting to dance. Feeling the music from head to toe. Round and round and round you go. Into the slot. You gotta hear something that's really hot. With the one you love, you're making romance. All day long you've been wanting to dance. Feeling the music from head to toe. Round and round and round you go. Hail, hail, rock and roll. Deliver me from the days of old. The drums loud and bold. Rock, rock, rock and roll. The feeling is there.
history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too,
what a wonderful world this would be.
Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a slide rule is for. But I do know
one and one is two.
And if this one could be with you,
what a wonderful world this would be.
Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about
history.
Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that
I love you.
And I know that
if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
La ta 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 ta.
History.
Well, I cha 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 cha.
French I took.
Yeah, but I do know that
I love you,
and I know that
if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
Won't you let me walk you home from school? Won't you let me meet you at the pool? Maybe Friday I can get tickets for the dance. Now take off my back. Tell him what we said about painted black. Rock and roll is here to stay. Come inside, well, it's okay. Now shake. Thank you.
Don't When some loud bragger tries to put me down and says this school is great, I tell him right away, now what's the matter, buddy? Ain't you heard of my school? It's number one in the state.
Hey, take it away. Get
so
ball and fight.
To your school. Football game and I'll be ready to fight. We're gonna smash it now. My girl will be working on her pom-poms now and she'll be yelling tonight. So be true to your school.
Good evening. You're listening to WGXC 90.7, Acre, Hudson, Athens, Catskill. I'm Kevin Factor, and this particular program is Foraging Ahead. On Foraging Ahead tonight, if you haven't figured out, school. That's the theme for today. In the 1900s to the 1930s, known as the Progressive Era, we had massive waves of immigrants to this country, mostly from Southern and Eastern Europe, and they were a little bit more different than even the Irish and the Germans from prior eras, and schools became central to the assimilation of these immigrants, literally called Americanization programs. Coupled with the child labor restrictions, the importance of schooling was really reinforced. We have educational thinkers like John Dewey, who emphasized experiential learning and democracy in schools. This is 1900s to 1930s. We're still working on that, John. Hang in there. The post-war era saw Brown v. Board of Education, which desegregated schools, and the Secondary Education Act, which provided federal funding for disadvantaged schools. We're still fighting that. And the special education laws in the 1970s guaranteed services for students with disabilities. Schools in this country, this is a common thing that we have that makes us Americans almost more than anything else. And the local control and federal involvement, this fight has been going on from the beginning. So has equity and access and the purpose of schooling. Civic, economic, personal development goals, what should school do? Well, everything and nothing. One thing I do know is I'm never going back to my old school.
Well, I hear the whistle, but I can't go on. Said she was good as gold, and he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be sure? Types to a waiting world. A mother feels so shocked. Father's world is rocked, and their thoughts turn to their own little girl. Sweet 16 ain't a peachy keen. Now it ain't so neat to admit defeat. They can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reasons do you need? Lesson today is how to die. And then the bullhorn crackles and the captain tackles with the problems in the house and wife. And he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to die? Die, oh, and the silicon chip inside a head gets switched to overload. Nobody's gonna go to school today. She's gonna make them stay at home. And daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. Why reason do you need to be sure?
Scholarship, I got time.